Feel like we're falling away. Maybe I just need to.
Mason's over there yapping it up,
I'm
dude.
Back, baby.
Is he with
Liam still? You're back, dude. What?
Is he with Liam still?
He's right there.
Oh, okay.
He's right in front of us.
Oh, I'm just blind.
Yeah, it's fine. He's close. He's in proximity.
Yeah. Definitely.
Dude, what's up over there?
You know, chilling.
You chilling?
How was the drive this morning?
It was good. Had to come out, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, washing the car was quick. It looks like shit, but.
It's all right.
Yeah,
it's here.
Spray her down.
Yeah.
Get here.
It's a good turnout.
Huh?
It's a good turnout.
It's a crazy turnout. It always is when Trace is putting it on.
Yeah, true.
As he walks away.
Hear it, dude.
Yeah.
He's so locked in all the time.
Yeah, he is.
That thing's sick.
Minnesota plates.
Ozzy, huh?
That's a business car right there.
Where is he
going?
Oh, there's
Derek's car. And Derek.
Derek and another Derek car. There's two Derek cars.
Both Derek cars. Oh, we're getting the Maserati right next to us.
Is that what's happening?
I think so. Or he's turning around.
Minnesota.
I know.
Minnesota.
That's a damn lie.
I know the people can hear that.
Oh, hello, drone.
Oh, hello, drone. Hi.
What's your plan here,
That's
brother?
That's sick. Dude, what have you been up to since the last time we saw you?
Car related? Not much.
Yeah?
Not much. Went and did a paintball tournament.
Sick.
I'm now a professional paintball player.
You're professional?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you just added ticks to the thing.
Yeah, I mean, not much, just working. I've been out of state a lot lately.
Yeah?
Just working.
That's sick.
Trying to make as much money as I can. Trying to boost my damn car this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I've kind of made the decision it's going to happen.
You have to do it.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time. Matter
and money.
Of time. Huh?
And money, a good amount of money.
Yeah, I mean like 7K, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you going to just raw dog the motor or are you going to do something to it?
Oh, no, motor's built.
Oh, it's ready?
Yeah, motor's ready.
Oh, it's ready.
Yeah,
okay.
She's ready for big boy power.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. No, motor's built. It's just a matter of slapping a fucking big old snail on it.
Yeah.
Calling it a day.
How big are you going?
I don't know. I think I want to sit around 450. My buddy Christian out of Fruitland, he's putting like 720 to the wheel in his S2K.
Yeah. That car's crazy.
Insane.
Yeah.
Took a ride in that. Undrivable almost, man.
Dude.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
455 will...
Spinning ain't winning.
Yeah, exactly.
Spinning ain't winning.
455 will... I'll keep up with anything in the valley.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay. That'll be sick, dude. It'll be a ripper. Absolute ripper.
Oh, yeah. And then my boy Kamani just boosted his S2K.
He did?
Yeah.
That's wild. I didn't hear about that.
I was going to say, he's been hiding something for the last couple weeks.
Minute.
So
you just,
I didn't
you
just
doxed
out him, did
him,
I?
Bro. You
cut
doxed
that?
I doxed him, didn't I?
That's
no.
That.
He's
cut that.
Posted about it and stuff.
Has he?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's on his gram.
I just must not be staying tuned up enough.
It was the pop-up meet. I saw him.
Did you?
Yeah, and he was like, I asked him, where's the S2K? And he was like, stuff's happening.
You know, he's trying to hide it from me, dude. I was like, what do you mean? I could be helping you. He's like, no. I just wanted to pull up on you and gap your fucking doors off.
That's crazy.
You bastard.
That's wild. You know how much power he's going for?
I don't know. Probably about same as me, 4 or 5 in that area. That's the comfort zone. That's where we're able to put rubber down.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It's usable at that power range. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anything past that becomes obnoxious.
Yeah, it could get... It just gets too rowdy. Yep.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, but I still want to drive my car.
Definitely, yeah. Are you going to change the tire setup?
I'm already on 275s right now.
Really?
275, 11 wide.
What kind of tires, though?
I'm sitting on Continental Extreme Sport Pluses or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Very soft compound. They grip very well.
Yeah, okay.
Very well. I want to get a spare set of rears.
Yeah.
Like rims and all, because I spin the thing so much.
Yeah.
And those things are, I'm eventually going to blow my diff trying to keep popping those out.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But. Are you hitting all the stuff today? There's so much shit going on today. Are you hitting all of it?
Wicked Boys.
There's the charity event. There's Houston's tonight.
Yeah, the charity event. Yeah. They hit me up, asked me if I'd be willing to come, and I said, if I'm free, I'll be there. And they're like, all right, well, we'll buy you a ticket. So they bought me a ticket.
Wow.
That's
so
crazy.
I guess I'm going to that charity event today after
That's
this.
Sick.
And then I don't know what's happening after the charity event.
After the charity event is, you know, Houston's Hot Chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a car show there hosted by Chris.
I'll probably be there, too.
It's gonna be, it's a full day of shit.
Yeah, I said, I'll be there, baby.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure it's just going to be like this group migrating to the next place, migrating to the next place.
Yeah. Hey, man, especially for the charity. I don't even know what the charity's for, but if it's charity, I'm there.
Yeah,
I'm trying to help out. trying to help out.
I mean, Wicked Boys is always trying to do, like, something cool for the community.
Good. I know a couple of them. I know the dude that runs it, but I don't really know him too well.
We had him on the podcast.
Did you?
Yeah, he was sick. He
super
was cool
guy.
Yeah. He definitely, like, is a, for how young he is, he's
very,
very collected.
Mature, very collected. For, I noticed that, too. I was like, okay. Yeah. Okay, I know. Because at first I thought he was, you know, 20, 21. No, he told me he was, like, 17 at the time.
Yeah.
That was, like, 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, he's doing good.
Yeah. No, it's sick. It's sick to see the growth. It's sick to see a car club, like, doing something for a community.
Yeah.
Rather than just, like, trying to get members.
Well, and that, and it gives back, and it keeps the cops off our ass and stuff like
true.
That. Like, they see us actually trying to be involved in the community,
yeah.
and they're like, okay, they're not all assholes.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How often do you do, like, bogus?
I just did bogus last weekend. Last
really?
Weekend. Not what? Very often.
Yeah.
Not very often. Actually, last weekend was the first time in a long time.
Really?
I was coming down the mountain. I hit one of those corners a little too fast.
Ooh.
I spun a 180 at 45.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
It was terrifying.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, no rail on that corner. I just, ooh. I was almost to the bottom. It was a bad time. It was a bad time.
We were riding with our buddy Randall in his Veloster Inn, and he has that thing set up. He's a really fast driver, but he misjudged the tires a bit. They're a little more cooked than he thought they were.
Nah.
And we came around this corner and slid all the way into the oncoming lane, almost to the barrier, and then he, like, brought it back. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to be careful, especially with passengers. I won't rip on it with passengers.
Yeah.
We were kind of asking for it, but
well, there's that.
We were pushing him.
There's that. There's that. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
We were so impressed with that car, though.
Yeah, like,
Veloster, it's crazy.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
Stock Veloster?
Dude,
I think he has suspension done.
He has suspension, like a wheel tire setup and an intake.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he doesn't even have a short shifter, stock shifter.
Yeah, stock shifter.
I've talked so much shit about Velosters.
Yeah.
Like, I hated them.
I
still hate the regular ones.
Yeah.
But at least the way he's able to drive it, that car rotates like nothing I've ever been in.
Really?
And I've been in some insane shit. That car, literally, he can make that thing snap, rotate in the middle of the corner, and go the other direction.
Really?
Like, it's crazy.
I mean, they're kind of rally builds.
Yeah.
They got the body style for it.
Yeah.
I mean, they could roll into corners very well.
Yeah.
But just for a front-wheel drive car to be able to rotate like that is insane.
I don't know. I've been on the daily hunt, and I was looking at them.
Really?
I was looking at them, but I heard the transmissions go out. I heard
the autos. Get a manual.
Oh, no, I planned on it, but I heard the transmissions all around for him said they weren't great.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
It's set back enough. All right, we're back. We had to move the whole booth back like 3 feet. It was no big deal. No big deal. And that was a Porsche next to us, even closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The yellow cage on the inside kind of goes crazy.
Hey, same,
Trace,
bro.
If you ever ask to see that again, I'm going to murder you with my bare hands. Anyway. anyway, what were we talking about before that happened? I forget.
Bogus.
How rated R is this podcast?
Yes.
All the way.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
You remember the last one. We had a good time. Dude, oh, yeah. This event turned out good.
No, it's great.
I think the sun encouraged more people, for
definitely.
Sure.
Definitely.
Weather's turning up, man.
You pulled up a little late to the last one, didn't you?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, when it was raining.
Yeah.
Whatnot. Yeah, I was busy that morning.
Yeah.
Tried getting there as fast as I could, but the rain pretty much washed everyone out.
Yeah. Trace was saying they got the results back. It was still 2,000 people.
Was it?
Even in the rain.
That's crazy.
Which is pretty good.
Dedicated.
Pretty damn good. Yeah.
Hey, man, I'll come out just about any type of weather if I can.
Yeah.
No, the rain ain't no big deal. I love the rain, honestly. Makes my tires break loose.
True. Yeah.
Won't need that after you turbo.
Yeah.
I know.
You're just going to be spinning.
Soon enough.
Yeah, dude. What do you think your timeline is?
Huh?
What do you think your timeline is on that end of summer?
I don't want to give any false hope.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I don't know. A couple months, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a couple contracts lined up. I'm going to be in Nevada, and then I'm going to be in Utah after that. So I'll be working out of state for a while.
Yeah.
But I might just start ordering parts, sending them to the house while I'm out of state.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm uncertain if I want to build from scratch, if I want to go with one of these kits that... You know, Spoon's got a kit.
Yeah.
CX Racing's got a kit, which, I mean, that's on the lower end, but, like...
I mean, we could go from scratch.
Yeah.
You could go
from scratch
with this guy.
Yeah, I could. Yeah,
like,
I
can do anything, so...
We could. I strongly debated it. I don't know. If I really want to do it right, I want to go Pro Charge, but it cost me, like, 15 to 16. Really? I don't know if I want to spend no $15K.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, but it's
a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
lot. If I do it right. I don't know.
Turbos are sick, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parts list and where I want to be is around 7. And that's kind of from scratch, but not from scratch.
Yeah.
Intercooler, snail, piping, all of that.
Yeah.
Is probably around 4.
Yeah.
And then, you know, fuel rail and all the other extras.
Yeah.
A couple more K, so.
You can always buy a kit so you, like, don't forget anything.
Right.
And then just kind of customize it how you want it.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing, too, is, like, if I'm going to do it, I'm not going to, my car's not going to be down.
Yeah.
I refuse. No, if I do it, I'm going to have all the parts sitting in front of me, and I'm going to spend a weekend, day and night, in my garage.
Yeah.
It's like, insane.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to,
Crunch time it.
All the power of Kamani. But, I mean, his car was down for, you know, a couple months.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't live without the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how not to go spin cookies when I'm sad.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough. Oh, geez. This is busy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I expected this busy.
This is very busy.
I should have expected it. It's Trace.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the champ. He's the people's champ.
He is the people's champ.
He's the people's champ. Oh, dude. What are you fucking with here? Have you seen anything? Have you walked around at all?
No.
Or did I sniped you as soon as
you
parked?
Found me.
Yeah.
Immediately. I mean,
I saw your car and I was like, "Justice is here. Go get it."
yeah. I parked. You came and found me. I haven't took a stroll yet. But I mean, I saw a GTR. I'm pretty sure I saw a GTR rolling through here. I'm not.
There's a few.
A white
There's
one.
There's a few. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The white one.
Of course, I took a. There's a Noble over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
Noble's
sick.
Never in my
sick.
Days have I seen one of those in person.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, that was
Noble's
cool.
Sick.
There's a gray one rolling around, isn't there, somewhere?
Yeah. There's an M400 gray one. I don't know what that one is. I'm a big fan of the Pantera.
Yeah.
Panteras are sick,
yeah.
In my opinion. I think they're cool. They're like a little node car, you know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Fuck, dude, this tree is getting to me, though.
Yeah.
The allergies are cooking up.
Oh, no.
Absolutely cooking up. It's fine.
No, there's definitely some cool stuff here. I saw some cool stuff when I was rolling in. I'm going to have to take a stroll.
Yeah. Yeah, we still have to take a stroll, too. We haven't even seen anything. We kind of watched some of it roll in.
Yeah.
But we're also filming a video.
Mm-hmm.
We're like double dipping today. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole place was filled up even before I got here. And I got here at like 9:04.
Yeah.
Supposed to start at 9. The
parking
lot was full.
I think we had people show up at like 7:30.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It was crazy. We had the Corvette guys. The Corvette guys rolled in early.
Yeah. Oh. Real early.
But you want to talk about showing up? We were the first people in this parking lot.
Nice.
We beat Trace here.
Besides the Hyundai Santa Fe.
Besides the Santa Fe.
That is.
Buried not part
in
of the
show
but it's
somewhere.
In the
dedication,
show
baby.
Yeah.
Dedication.
Well, Trace said setup was 7 to 8:30. We got here at 7.
We got here at 7. There, Trace
we
was
called
nowhere.
Trace. He was like, I'm still in Napa.
Yeah.
So,
I'm on my way.
Bro was slacking today.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
No. There should be some cool stuff out there in the mix.
Yeah, definitely. There's a Stagia that I'm a big fan of.
It's one of my favorite things, too, is, like, you're up front, right? Obviously, we got the Lambo, and we got the double R, we got the Rolls, you know, all that stuff. Cool, okay? Not hating, whatever. But then you go down into the mix, and you always find some cool little backyard build that's just like, damn, someone put sweat, blood, and hours into this damn thing.
Yep, big time, yeah.
And I'm going to go find it.
There's a lot of cool shit out there for sure. We were trying to put a Acura Integra Type S here.
Dude.
But he didn't show.
He's at work.
He went to work instead of here. Yeah.
Give me his number.
Right?
Yeah. I'm on my phone.
It was
going
to be right where this Porsche was. This Porsche would have had to get fucked.
Sorry, buddy.
We might have kicked the Type S out for the RS.
I wouldn't have. I would have kept the Type S right there.
Dude, we could put the Porsche over there.
Are you talking about the white one?
No, it's silver.
Silver.
No.
Yeah.
No, not the white one. The white one's a Type R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Type S.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hayden drove it last night.
Yeah. Yeah. I drove it up Bogus.
Did you?
Yeah.
Low ripper or what?
It's not bad. It's being front wheel drive. Obviously, it's going to push a lot around those corners, but it handles pretty good.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. I got a buddy with the Teggy, just a base model Teggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I ripped on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Fun little car.
Yeah, they're not
fun.
Bad.
They're fun.
Either of you guys in the market for a RX-7? Not an FD.
FC?
FCs.
How much?
FC.
He's got two of them.
How much?
He has a beautiful frame, beautiful body, that's gutted. So he bought a parts car.
Uh-huh.
Great motor, like 20,000 miles, everything on the car, but it got wrecked.
GXL or Turbo 2?
GXL.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's just taking everything from that car and putting it into the good frame, good body.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now he bought the Teggy, and he wants to build that. Like, I don't know what to do with these two, you know, RX-7s sitting in my garage. And I'm like, I don't know.
What's the bundle price? What's the bundle price?
Yeah, yeah. He didn't really give me one. He was like, well, I paid so much, but no, I need to get a price tag off him.
Yeah.
Like, FCs are something I've definitely wanted to play around with. Yeah. They're one of my favorite cars, but I don't have space right now, and I need to finish my first project before I start another one.
You're smart.
So
there's space in my bay. We can make some space.
Okay, I'll buy it and I'll put it in your bay.
Okay, that's fine.
No, yeah, learn the hard way. One project at a time, baby. Yeah. One project at a time.
We already
I've got three right now.
We're already now we're four deep.
I can't, dude.
If you include Derek's bay, we're six deep.
Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah, a lot of shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine when they're all done.
Why does that guy riding the Ducati almost look like Tyler?
Low key looks like Tyler.
Just like if Tyler got a haircut.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
That's funny.
Solid.
Oh, dude. You were into bikes. You had a bike. We talked about that last time, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to get back into bikes? Or are you sticking with the...
Yeah, we spoke on it last time. I might. I don't know. Like I said, when we were talking about it last time, it was like either I get on an R6 or I boost my car.
Yeah.
So it's kind of been decided.
So for now, you're boosting the car.
Yeah.
So next year, you'll get an R6.
No. Possibly.
I'm also on the edge of getting an R6 again. I want one so bad.
All my buddies, why don't you get on a bike? Get on a bike.
Yeah.
Get on a goddamn bike.
Yeah.
You built a show car. You have a show car. You did what you wanted to do. Get on a bike. Well, now I got to make it fast.
Yeah. You have to make it fast.
Yeah.
You have to make it fast.
I can't tell you, every time I bring that car out or I come to Boise, I'm on the freeway, and every single time, at least one or two cars pull up next to me trying to race me.
Oh, yeah.
I know I look the part, bro.
You're in a race car.
But I'm not that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, we could play in the canyons, but not out here at 70.
Yeah.
I'm going to get cooked every time.
Yep. Yeah. My favorite thing is my girlfriend has a Q50 that's, like, fun. It's kind of quick. It's just, like, a little 3.7.
It does so well for what it is.
It does so well for what it is. But I'll just, like, pull up on, like the lower level stuff, like 135s.
Mm-hmm.
Like shit like that, and then try to race them. It's really funny because they're just looking over at a stock Q50
with
wheels, and they're like, what the fuck, what's going on here? But every once in a while I get them, and that's the best time.
I beat a bike the other day on the freeway.
Really?
Yeah. So
what was a 300cc?
Yeah, I was gonna say an R3.
A little 250.
My buddy he's on a Gixxer 750. It was his birthday, so we'd come over. We went to the brewery. We had a good time and whatnot. But we're on the freeway driving back, and this R3 comes rolling up next to me, and he's just blowing me kisses, revving on it, you know. And I was just like, I'll give you the sauce, you know, whatever. And so I dump it, and there we go, and I beat him. And then my buddy pulls up next to me, and he goes, that's not a fucking bike. That's a Grom with fairies.
It's a scooter.
Yeah. So, like, you might as well race the moped.
Those
I'm like, I beat
so
a bike.
Slow.
A win is a win. A win is a win. So, like, come race the Gixxer, pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, you can race the Aprilia.
No.
I'll race you after you turbo.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You'll still lose, but.
Doubt it.
Yeah, for sure.
Doubt it.
It's a leader bike.
Beat me in the canyons. Beat me in the canyons.
The Aprilia might, dude.
It might.
Yeah.
I couldn't beat you in the canyons on the bike.
I've seen some riders.
I'm not a rider like that, but if I got there, I could.
A rider on that bike would be a contender.
It's a track spec bike.
Yeah,
like it's basically a homologation.
It's got Brembo brakes, Olin suspension, Brembo brakes.
Yeah,
that thing's crazy.
Yeah,
the thing's so well equipped. I'm sorry. Yeah. No offense to all these amazing. I'm sure amazing people, but
beautiful.
When it's
bikes
hot as
everywhere.
Shit, I'm not standing in line for a coffee.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I need one.
You need one to wake
up?
I'm
standing in line for one.
Are you an energy drinker or a coffee guy?
Oh, I'm a coffee guy, bro.
Really?
No, I had to wean myself off of energy drink.
Really?
I've been in construction my whole life, bro.
Oh,
I was chugging full throttles.
Oh, damn,
I was slamming
dude.
Three or four of those a day.
Wow.
I was building cabins for a whole summer up in Baker and Burns and whatnot.
Yeah.
I built like 10 cabins, and the whole time it was just throttles, no water.
What
throttles and beer.
What were you hitting, like, three or four bangs at a, a shift, right?
Yeah, I would do like 3-4 bangs a shift when I worked at Amazon.
It's not good.
It was the midnight shift.
That's like death. You're dying slowly.
When you start peeing fire.
Pretty much.
You're like, dude, okay.
That's like,
I'm done.
After that was when I was like, okay, no more.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
Harley's here looking for customers, bro. They're prowling the meat looking for customers.
I mean, they just have to walk over. They're like, there's a meet going on. Go walk over there.
Yeah, go hit out flyers.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, hell yeah. Viva La Vida just came on.
Bro. Who's got the aux right now?
Me.
You still got it?
Yeah, it's just my phone's over there.
Play Shots by Lil Jon.
My phone's over there.
Shit.
You have to call Evan. Put on Shots.
Put on Shots by Lil Jon, dude. Let's get everybody turned the fuck up.
Or whatever?
What?
What is that?
Lil Jon.
Oh, is that Lil Jon?
Yeah, Lil Jon.
The problem is...
Turned
down for what?
There are children under 10 years old here.
Shit, you're right.
So,
turned down for what technically is a clean song, I think. He just suggests things.
You
ever seen the music video of that song?
Maybe a long time
ago.
He breaks the building by humping it. It's crazy.
It's an insane video.
It's a crazy music video. Yeah.
I was showing my little brother some like old school hip hop. Some like Bone Thugs and... Oh, God. Just some older stuff on a playlist that I was listening to. And he goes, this ain't half bad, but what is this? And I was like, son.
Oh, dude.
I was like, I'm sending you this playlist. Like, I want you to go through this.
When Kendrick and Drake were doing their thing,
God.
I was like, my girlfriend's little sister was like, wow, this is like crazy, like diss tracks. Like, who would have thought?
No.
And I was like, let me play you Hit 'Em Up.
Yeah, you ain't never heard no Pac.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing about no
Let me
big.
Play you Hit 'Em Up.
Yeah.
Blew her mind, dude.
Yeah.
That first line when he's like, that's why I fucked your bitch. She was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, this is a diss track.
Yeah. No, they used... Well, I mean, back then, they were actually throwing bullets.
It was
blood.
R.I.P. Pac, you know?
I guess. I don't know. He's still alive.
He's got to be alive.
He's still alive.
Just like Juice.
He's got to be kicking around,
damn
dude.
Lie.
At least half of those are fake deaths. At least half.
He knew he wasn't getting out from under Suge, so he just bounced.
My dad, every time I see my dad, he's like showing me another like Michael Jackson like is alive video.
Conspiracy?
He's like, they're getting him on that big time. Facebook just keeps hitting them with this Michael Jackson conspiracy videos.
Yep.
It's hilarious.
How did they OD'd or something, right?
Yeah, something weird, bro.
Either
you know
OD'd
there was a tunnel from Diddy's house to Michael Jackson's house?
Yeah.
Weird shit. Weird shit going on.
But how much is that true? You know, how much
the
of that
tunnel's
is true?
Real.
Too? Is it real?
Tunnel's real.
Because I've been seeing those videos too, and I'm like, nah.
They're saying it wasn't like Michael Jackson being weird. They're saying that Diddy had people spying on him.
Really?
Yeah. Because Michael Jackson came in a week before he OD'd, he came out in an interview and said, damn, we're getting the conspiracies on the live show?
Here we go.
He came out in an interview and said that there, he was like, there's a lot of weird people in this industry, and I need to start talking about it. I need to start speaking up about what goes on.
Yeah.
And then he died a week later, bro. Yep. Weird shit.
No.
Weird shit.
No.
Yeah.
Yep. No.
So people are like, I think they killed him so he wouldn't talk. My dad thinks that he faked his death because he thought they were going to kill him.
Right.
So who knows, dude. But
I don't know, man. They'd be killing everyone with any type of
bro.
Any type of outburst that matter.
You hear about
that made his car run on water?
I was about to bring that up, dude.
Yeah.
He died so fast.
Immediately.
So fast.
Immediately.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, no.
And I saw a dude on TikTok the other day, and he was like, I'm going to try to make my car run on water. All the comments were just like,
R.I.P. I saw it, too.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Hey, count your days, bro. Count your days.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
And they'll find you.
The
you
trick
can hide
is,
in a hole anywhere. They'll
the
find you.
The trick is to do it and not post it on social medias, and then just spread it word of mouth so that it just...
They'll find you still.
Believe
well,
that,
I'm
bro.
Sure
put
they
put
might still
phone
find you.
In the toilet?
Yeah.
Like,
here's your buddy.
In the garage?
Yeah.
We found the dude.
Which dude?
Oh. Hey, baby. What's happening?
Mr. Swag.
No love?
There's a little bit of love. A
little bit of love.
A little bit of love. A little morsel of love.
I'll be right here.
So I got to take a walk here soon anyways.
Yeah. You got to see the sights.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
What's the other car related one that happened? Oh no, not car. Well, yeah, it was car related. The dude, the Boeing whistleblower.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He was like just a normal dude, and then he started talking about Boeing quality issues,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden he just like got in a horrific car crash.
Yeah.
It's like okay. All right.
Nah, bro, they'll kill anyone. Yeah. What was that one chick, part of the royal family? Princess Diana or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Car crash?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, come on, bro. Come on.
We should get a Harley salesman to sit down.
We need to get a Harley salesman. We're going to say, how desperate are you to make a sell? That's crazy.
Whose GR is that?
The 86 right here?
Yeah.
That's Brian's. He's like one of the owners of Creative Raps.
Is he?
Yeah.
I walked up and the first thing I saw was that bastard. That thing is clean.
He's had that car for years now.
He's had it a long time, bro.
It was one of the first cars I saw when I moved to the Idaho area.
Yeah.
It's Chris.
That's sweet. Hey, look at that guy. Oh, you got his ass.
I got him.
You got him. How you doing?
Howdy.
You gonna say hi to the cam? What's up? What are you doing? You getting coffee?
I got a carton of coffee.
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah, don't mind us. We're just doing a pod, you know?
Yeah, we're just podding out. Oh, I'm chilling. I'm just chilling. We're actually driving right now. Dude, is that Andrew Schultz? Is that Andrew Schultz? That's Andrew Schultz.
That's not
You can't
Andrew
tell me that's not
that's
Andrew Schultz.
That's not Andrew Schultz.
You can't tell me he doesn't look like Andrew Schultz.
He has Andrew Schultz's mustache, but that's not Andrew Schultz.
Had a K-truck
he has the whole face.
He has the face shape. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
But
that's funny.
Why is the K-truck so loud?
I don't know.
That's a loud K-truck.
I don't know. That thing's sick, though.
One of the, like, most favorite K-truck builds, and I never, like, watched it completely through, but it was before Ken Block died, the Hoonigan rotary swapped K-truck they were doing. I don't know if they ever finished that, but like I was like, that would have been the coolest thing ever.
Been
my favorite is Whistling Diesel's jet engine K-truck.
Okay, that one's cool too.
Absurd, dude.
That thing's crazy. Absurd.
You guys seen that video of the fellas, they took a K-truck and then they put like loop bars on it?
Yeah, and they rolled
it. Yeah, they rolled
it,
dude. Yeah. Oh, that was cool.
That's still something I really want to experience. I want to just stomp the brakes on a K-truck and roll all the way back.
I mean
we can do it with anything.
Without the roll bars.
Yeah.
Couple times.
Really?
Yeah, I've been in 6 wrecks now.
Holy shit.
I've been in the passenger seat for every one of them.
Yeah. Well, and you were, like, completely gone the last time you got your car wrecked. You weren't even there.
Mm-hmm. No, my last bad one, I got a bunch of scars on my back from it. I slid across the windshield.
Holy shit.
We were in an old, like, 70s square body Dodge.
Yeah.
And we're on the freeway heading to Ontario, and a semi merged, and we were right in his blind spot, I guess. And he pushed us into the median. Tire rod snapped, and we rolled, like, 6 times at 80.
Holy shit.
I had no seatbelt on like an idiot. I was half asleep.
That is crazy.
I was slumped in the passenger seat. I see the semi merge, and then I come to, and then next thing I know, we're rolling.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a couple nice ones on my back.
That's crazy.
Yeah, homie, my roommate was picking glass out of my back. Like, I ain't going to the ER for this. You know what kind of money they're going to charge me, dude? I was you better clean this up.
I know. Yeah, it's crazy. I saw a TikTok the other day of, like, body cam footage. And it was, like, they showed up to the scene, and this girl was, like, badly hurt. And they started, like, doing some medical stuff on her, and they're like, we need to get you in the ambulance ASAP. She's like, fuck no, I'll drive myself. I'm not paying an ambulance bill.
Yeah.
She got in her car and drove herself to the hospital with, like, her arm, like that, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that ain't cheap.
Yeah.
Thousands.
Yeah.
What is up, guys? We just want to stop the podcast real quick to tell you about somebody that you probably already know. Track Shark Events, Trace, the Yap Champion himself. He's been on the podcast many times. He is doing some crazy awesome things this year. He's got Cars and Coffee. He's got big events. He's doing all kinds of stuff. And Hayden is going to tell you about the big events, the ones that you absolutely cannot miss.
Yeah, definitely. So we have Meridian Speedway, May 4th.
Yes,
sir. That'll be the season opener for him.
Cars on track.
Yeah. It's always a great event.
It is.
Beautiful weather that time of year. And just make sure you show up for that one.
Definitely.
And then we have Shark Fest at June 15th.
Yes.
His big event.
Back to the mill.
Yeah, we're going back to the mill.
Going back to the mill. It's crazy.
So burnouts, drifting, all that kind of stuff.
It's
going
to be
please come out. That one was insane in 2023.
Yeah. Yep.
And then we have the season closer, which is to be announced.
Yeah.
And that is September 7th.
Yes. We don't know where we're going yet. Very spooky.
Yeah.
but crazy.
It'll be fun. So make sure you come out for that one too.
And not to mention, we're going to be at all of those.
Yeah.
So if you want to come and ask us questions, I know we have some Q&A stuff that we're thinking about doing.
Yeah, we're just going to be doing different things. Out. We're going to have a live show again.
Of course.
So if
you missed the last live show and you want to sit down again, don't miss these events. You're going to have an opportunity. But yes, go follow Track Shark Events, Sharkfest Car Show, obviously, all of his stuff. Blow his stuff up and make sure you meet these events. And make sure you go to his Cars and Coffees. He announces his Cars and Coffees all the time, and they're fantastic. Yep. So let's get back into it. What's up, guys? I'm sorry to stop the podcast, but I got to talk about Maxwell Plumbing for a second. These guys are the best plumbing company in the Valley. I should know. I work there. And we do a pretty damn good job. So if you have any plumbing issues or you just need consulting, you need advice, call Maxwell Plumbing. Go to the website, maxwellplumbingservices.com, and we'll hook you up, man. We'll help you out, and we'll tell you everything you need to know. Peace.
Yeah. All right, boys. Oh, well. My boyfriend's looking at me.
Graphic dog talk.
Yeah. Go ahead. You can go ahead and walk around and skip around.
Yeah, I need to go scope around. You guys got anyone else coming on?
I don't know.
We'll probably steal this guy.
Really? That sounds about right.
Yeah.
That's weird. Right. It probably just cut out when we started talking about dogs and shit.
Good.
It had to be in the dogs.
Probably. Good. That was a little much. That's my bad.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. What, do you want to go walk around? You can go walk around.
Yeah, I need to go take a stroll.
All right.
Get a coffee.
Well, thanks for sitting down, bro.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
We'll see you around. Oh, yeah. We'll see you around. Chris.
Hop in, buddy.
What up?
You hate us?
I hate you both.
Why do you hate us?
I'm just kidding. I love you.
Aw, we love you too.
Good.
Good. You need the mic a little closer.
Okay.
There you go.
Hold on.
You've done this before. You can adjust the arm. You've done this twice.
You can twist.
Like, I have, but only one video or one podcast. Yeah.
It was a 2-for-1 deal.
A twofer?
A twofer. 2-for-1.
Heck yeah.
The two times?
So what were you guys talking about last?
We just been talking about random car shit.
Yeah.
Random car shit. The
S4 wasn't a car podcast. I love how it is just now a car podcast.
At this point, we're at a car show.
We're cruising into it this year. Yeah. We're hoping to branch out next year.
Podcasts at car shows at this point.
Yeah.
Listen, we love the community. It is what it is.
Yeah, that's true.
The S4 is looking proper. I saw it.
Thank you.
It looks good.
Thank you.
It looks real good.
Yeah. The front lip is shattered, though.
Oh, good.
Already?
Dude, yeah. It was the next day. It was already missing a piece. And I'm like, I didn't even hit anything.
Jeez.
And, so they're $250. So I'm probably going to buy one more. And if it shatters and breaks, I'm going to have to go cheapo or something creative.
Yeah.
And it's ECS, too.
Ooh.
Not to call out ECS.
ECS.
The side skirts and the rear diffuser have been great. But that front lip, dude. It doesn't budge at all. It just shatters.
Really? Yeesh.
That's real fair. Sad.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway. The boy. I haven't seen that boy in a minute.
Eric?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Who?
Eric.
He doesn't see me. He's so locked in.
He's right. He's like, just hug Justice.
Hi.
Dude, I can't see. Oh.
How are you enjoying Cars and Coffee? You walk around at all?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's better. Crazy than the cars that we get in Boise now.
Yeah. True. It's cooking up, dude.
I remember 10, 15 years ago, I mean, the first time I ever saw a GTR in Idaho, I was like, or an R8, just V8, you know?
Yeah, now look ecstatic. At this lineup. Just this lineup alone is
I know.
Nuts.
This lineup alone is worth more than we my saw house. I mean, the Bentley, or Rolls Royce, sorry, is like probably worth about as much as the house I live in currently.
Yeah. We saw a Maybach on the freeway the other day. Yeah.
Bro, like a new Maybach.
Yeah.
God dang. Was somebody, did he have a driver?
No, he was just driving it himself.
Okay.
And then he did a fucking pole next to us. Yeah, dude.
If I was loaded, I would not buy a Maybach or Maybach, I don't know, and drive it. I'm like, the only reason I would buy one is to be driven in.
I'm like any luxury sedan, that's how I am. Like, I'm not driving a long sedan. Even like an S8L, I'm not driving an S8L.
Yeah, or an 850i, I'm not going to, well.
An 850i you might.
You can get, I mean, those are, a grand coupe or they come in coupes too.
Yeah, they come in coupes.
As a coupe.
Yeah. Or a grand coupe. Yeah. You can, so
yeah, you can get them in four door, but they're supposed to be coupes and
So that would, I guess that would be a little bit different, but they're like also
the,
huge. But
the
like
brand
seven
new 7 series are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
The tech, I wouldn't.
You have little screens on the doors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the biggest I would go would be like a 5 series. I wouldn't want to drive around a 7
Dude,
series.
I want an M850i so bad. Or just
they
an
are
M8.
Sick.
Like, I just want a big body coupe. I need one.
Yeah, big body coupes are cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. Then again, I just don't like driving too big. Of vehicles.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's why I got the S4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's roomy inside, but it's not that
huge
big.
Car.
It's honestly, I mean, it's about the size of the STI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually
sporty.
A little bit lower.
It's
which
sporty,
is funny. Because the STI is slammed on coilovers.
Yeah.
And all I just have is lowering springs on the S4 from 034. And it's lower.
Yeah.
Well, the roof is. But. Sorry, I can't hear you all that well.
Oh, you're good. We're
sorry if
distance.
I interrupt you.
No, you're good. That's funny, because I brought that up the last time.
I know.
No, that's good. We're just chilling today, dude. We're just enjoying the sights.
Dude,
I'm just
so
glad
nice.
It's nice
cars.
Weather.
Derek's over there.
Yeah.
Chatting it up.
I just saw Corey.
You saw Corey?
Yeah.
That's a wild pull. But, yeah, dude. Do you have a favorite thing here?
Oh. I really like that Maserati, the MC20.
The MC20 was cool.
Yeah, I just... It looks elegant. It's small.
Yeah.
It's probably pretty fast.
I'm a big fan, just because you don't see them. I'm a big fan of the Pantera over here.
Oh, yeah,
I really
right.
like
yeah,
the
I
Pantera.
I saw that guy come in.
Yeah.
Somebody told me it was twin-turboed.
I don't know.
That'd be crazy. And I'm like, that'd be wild.
That'd be nuts if it was, dude. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But big Pantera guy. For sure.
I wonder if Corey was working and just popped over.
I don't know. Hey. Get back to work. Get back to work.
That's my boss.
Does he work at Harley?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want one.
Really?
You want a Harley?
Well, yeah, remember?
Yeah.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
You need
if
to
I
ride the street glide. You need to ride the street glide. Did you see the video?
No.
Of me riding it?
No.
Oh, dude. He took a roller for me.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's an interesting look for me. It's an interesting look.
Yeah.
Does it still look like a car?
Bro, when I rode it for the first time, I'm so used to street bikes. At least 10 times I went for like rear mid controls and then was like, oh shit, and then had to put my feet out forward. I kept going backwards. Yeah.
I mean, they're heavy too. Like,
to ride. You could feel it. You can feel it. The steering, though, is surprisingly way more manageable than you would think.
Yeah.
Like, in parking lots, I thought I'd be, like, wrestling it. It's actually just, like, super little input, and it'll turn.
Huh.
It's different than you expect it in some ways, but then also, like, exactly how you expect it in other ways. Torquey as shit, though.
Oh, yeah.
Holy fuck. I mean, you barely touch the throttle. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's what I want. That's one reason I brought... Or I want a Sportster with a bigger engine.
Yeah.
Because I want this lighter weight, old school looking cruiser.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
Because Sportster, I mean, depending on what generation you get, they've had the same frame for 40, 50 years or something like that.
Yeah.
And they just look, the new ones, some of the newer ones look old school. And,
yeah.
I was saying, the guy we rent our shop from just builds Harleys. That's all he does.
Really?
Just super, super custom stuff.
He'll do whatever you want, too.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. Literally, he's like, whatever you want. Doesn't matter.
Mm. He was trying to get me to buy a bike from him for cheap. He, like, wanted cheap. It was a bagger. It was, like, a nice bagger. And he said $2,000. And then he was like, and I'll do whatever you want to.
Does he still have it?
Yeah. And it comes with a trailer.
It has the trailer that tows behind in like, matching color.
Yeah.
It's
pretty
cool.
It's $2,000 for the bike, $3,000 with the trailer.
Mm.
It was sick, dude.
What kind of trailer? Like a camping trailer? Or is it one of those?
Like one of those pop-up trailers you can put shit in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So mostly just good for road trips, though.
Yeah,
pretty much.
But it's a sick setup. It's cool.
I don't know. I mean, a Sportster, though, with a 1200 Sportster with the Hammer Performance 1250 CC kit, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, and some S&S cams.
Yeah.
From what I've seen online, they make like 100, a little over 100 wheel.
Yeah.
On a Sportster. I'm like, dude,
that's plenty.
You'd be taking down some 600s with that.
Yeah, it's plenty.
Sports bikes and whatnot.
You'd be having a good time. You'd be having a good time for sure. Yeah,
exactly. And looking cool. And sounding cool because you got a lopey Harley.
Yeah.
Not much better than a carbed lopey V8.
Yeah. No. Nice.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
Big C10 guy.
That looks, I'm a huge C10 guy. And
me
that
too,
actually
yeah.
looks like the one I almost traded my S197 for.
Really?
Like 5 years ago?
Wow. Yeah, I love those trucks, dude.
Yep. Oh, dude. Yeah. I know, especially in all black.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
It said 427 on the side, so it's not going to be the same one. The one I was looking at was a 454.
Oh,
okay.
With a big old cam. Right?
Yeah. Dude, that's funny. I almost traded my Miata for a 454 C10.
Oh.
That would have been a trade up
God,
and a half,
dude,
bro.
I know. That's one thing I was like, oh, I really wish. It was an old cop. And he eventually pulled out of the trade. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah,
that
sucks.
I wanted that truck so bad. Yeah. The interior was mint. It had bucket seats. It was great.
I would become a full-on, like, car show grandpa if I had a C10.
Yeah.
I'd be, like, out there shining it. You know what I mean? Yeah, dude.
Slamming on its nuts.
Just chill.
One arm
I only
put
McGuire's on this
cigarette. Yeah. Just look like a cool dude.
Like,
sunglasses.
Just start going around to people and be like, this is American Muscle right here.
American Muscle.
You get one of the boards.
Yeah.
The Corvette just boards.
Pull an import kit aside and be like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
One of one.
My truck would smoke your little import.
One of one with the O'Reilly's paint job.
Yeah, bro.
Actually, that's not true at all. Probably 50% of the C10, like old school C10s on the road, probably have an O'Reilly's paint job.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Or no paint at all.
Pretty much.
That's what I want, though.
I saw
an old C10, no paint, or like with a patina, with a nice patina.
Patina. Yeah.
Get some of that slick juice or whatever.
Don't say that around Kenzie, dude. I just found out she hates patina.
Oh, really?
She was like, patina is so ugly.
It can be.
Yeah.
I've seen some bad ones.
When they force it, like the really bad paint job patina, that looks horrible.
Yeah. When it's forced, it is pretty bad. I want one that's like more natural. I would have to maybe clean up some spots.
Yeah.
But then just do big block, like a big, some sort of big block.
The biggest of blocks.
Huge cam.
Yeah, huge block.
Carbureted
and
just driving around. Just again, slammed on its nuts, maybe on air ride.
Yep.
Yep.
Obviously.
That would be.
Yeah.
That's goals right there.
Yeah. Oh,
screw this Porsche. Screw the GT3 RS right next to us.
Dude, if we could trade this out for that black C10, I'd do it. I would do it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I don't know if that'd be a great investment. But then again, who knows? Who knows where the C10s are going to be in 10, 20 years?
They've already, if you look at percentage-wise how much they've shot up in the last five.
Doubled.
Crazy.
Yep. Yeah.
That's crazy.
You can still find some runners for under 10 grand.
Yep.
Which is what I would want.
Just rusty buckets, though.
Yeah. As long as the frame is savable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really. That's all I would care about. Even if there were rust holes in the body. Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking, I'm not, like, outwardly a huge classics guy. But I definitely, like, if we stumbled upon millions of dollars, I would definitely be hitting up Barrett Jackson and building a collection.
Oh,
like, old Camaros, old Mustangs, a couple trucks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Over there? Yep.
Ooh.
Little 992 action. RS.
Ooh.
There's a little...
Oh, a G80.
Oh, no, a G80.
The thing about the G80s is you never see them, you know? They're not around very much. So.
Sorry.
You never see
them. The G80 is becoming the new VA WRX for me.
Yeah.
They're fucking everywhere, dude.
Or Supra.
There's too
or
much.
Or Supra.
Too much.
Supra might be a better.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want. I wanted a Supra for a while. But after I got the S4, I'm like, nah, dude. There's no way I would go to a Supra after this.
Yeah.
It's so nice. So comfortable.
The S4 rips, dude.
She rips.
Yeah.
I mean, ran my first 11-second quarter mile.
Yeah.
With just an intake and a tune.
Yeah.
Time for a downpipe.
Time to get in the 10s,
I got
brother.
The downpipe.
Really?
But I'm going to do the downpipe, the high-pressure fuel pump, and intercooler at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just collecting parts.
Yep. That'll be sick. Are you going to do wheels?
Eventually.
Yeah?
I mean, I'm kind of just going OEM Plus right now because it's my daily. And
yeah.
I don't want to screw up any, like, really nice wheels. If I get them, they're just going to be, like, cheap, I don't know,
Yeah, fair enough.
Something off a marketplace for like with tires for like $1,000
yeah.
or less. Something decent looking.
Yeah.
But not expensive.
Something grippy.
Yep.
Need some something, grip.
Yeah, just so I can have two sets of tires, so I have my winter wheels and then summer tires.
Yep.
Yeah, grip is all that matters.
Yeah.
She does slip spin a little bit.
Yeah, I bet.
Even on just stage one with an intake on E.
Yeah. Yeesh.
It's pretty wild.
Well, shit, dude. What are we at? Like 50? 45? Yeah. I think we're going to
call it.
A little banger.
Yeah.
We want to go walk around. We haven't even gotten to walk around yet, so. Yeah. A little
coffee
banger.
Line is shorter.
What?
Coffee line is shorter.
Yeah, there you go. You can hop back in and get your coffee.
You don't want any coffee?
We had some already.
I already hit a Red Bull when we got here.
But you guys are Gen Z. I thought you guys lived off of coffee.
Never. Never, ever.
I hardly ever have coffee, and I don't drink energy drinks. I'm water.
That's a millennial thing.
I live off of hopes and dreams, bro.
Yeah.
Same.
We're just out here fueled by pain and existence.
Raw dog in life.
Yeah. What?
Good exit for Fiesta ST.
That's
crazy. That's wild. Are we still on?
Then again, that's kind of easy to do.
Still on? All right. Well, we should say bye to the people, and then we should go walk around.
Yeah.
Bye,
and do our video. All right. Bye, people. Shout out, Chris.
Shout out me.
Shout out Track Shark Events.
Is it still generic Mustang, or did you change it?
On Instagram. Oh, but... Beauty Garage.
Beauty Garage.
Beauty Garage.
Shout out Beauty
Garage.
Garage
on YouTube.
Yes.
It's easier if you just search up Beauty Garage UIT.
Yeah.
We haven't put out a video in 5 years.
But they're coming. They're
four
coming.
And a half, but we're coming.
They're
coming.
Coming
back.
All right.
With a vengeance.
All right. We'll see y'all at the next one. Peace.